for 20 pounds because he couldn't force himself to eat. Sleep for him, he said, came only in small and worry-filled doses. An hour or so into the conversation, and after a moment of silence, my friend let out a deep sigh. When I asked him what he was thinking, he said, "I feel better now." Isn't that strange? My friend's problems were still there. I had done nothing but what a friend could do on such occasions. I gave him no advice and offered him no answers. I just listened to him. Yet he said, "I feel better now," and I knew he meant it. What my friend had done was to let some of his burdens go, and as a result, the load of his problems seemed lighter. When we finally ended the conversation, he also said, "I think I can sleep now. I think I can rest." I did not tell my friend that I believe that when two or more people share a burden, that one of them can walk a little lighter, and that that's the work of Jesus. I'm not even sure those thoughts occurred to me during our phone conversation, but I am convinced of them now. Jesus' work is that of lifting burdens. It is He who is active in our conversations with one another. Yes, if a weight is lifted from one of our backs, it's not simply something that Jesus once done. Such a giving of rest is the work of Jesus Himself. I also believe that there are times when He does not immediately lift our burdens because at times the stresses of life are good for us. He knows how easily we can become slack and weak and lazy spiritually. And here at this seminary, that's one of the greatest temptations the devil sets in front of us. The devil is hard at work here to discourage us, to cause us to want to give up. But there's also a flip side to what I'm saying. Unfortunately, many times we also try very hard on our own to achieve in life. And when a few successes come, we get the idea we can do our living by ourselves. We're so proud of our achievements that we forget that we are helpless by ourselves. Yes, even those of us who have been made new in Christ Jesus and freed from the burden of sin and death by His life, death, and resurrection, even we do this as we trust in ourselves instead of Him. Again, there's no better place to fall into that trap than right here at this seminary. Besides, we're one of the best seminaries in the world. What more do we need? Do you ever hear the voice of your old sinful, selfish self deep inside of you talking to you like that? Does that voice make you happy? Take a close look at yourself. Are you completely satisfied with what you see? Are any of your past sins bothering you? Are you completely keeping you awake at night? Have you made any excuses to God for not living as His child? I know I have. That's why God works through this life's obstacles and challenges to help us grow in our faith lives. That's why our hearts are filled with joy when in His word we hear Him say to us, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." In those words, our Lord is lifting us above the drudgery and slavery of living for self. He's asking us to trade in all the frantic and exhausting moments we go through in life for a life that is completely in touch with His, a life that He gave up for us. He knows that when we do this, the joy of serving others will help us forget our own burdens and cares. Come to me, you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Could our Lord make a better promise? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.